Everybody, welcome to episode 68 of Crippled System. It's almost the most amazing podcast number ever. Penultimate, one might say. Great day we're having here. Not awkward in the least.
That was my line.
Happy Easter. I play Circle.
Did you say you were Katie?
This is Katie.
If someone's like, who was that girl on that podcast by now? I don't really know.
Hey, it could be their first time ever listening.
We have one of two female War Machine celebrity podcast style people.
That is true.
Not counting insert person you want to demean here.
Right.
Who should we do? Who should be the feminine one? Crump? You're going to do me?
I am very high.
I do it called ma'am at drive-thrus all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that would frustrate the hell out of me.
Like, I'm no Barry White, but I don't think I know I'm nasally, but I thought I sounded like a nasally guy. I didn't think I sounded like a woman, but I get ma'am at drive-thrus all the time.
Wow. That's all right. My mom's voice is so deep that people always think I'm my mom when I answer the phone at home. Anyone who's ever met my mother just is literally the way I'm talking right now, they assume I'm my mother. So that must be fun for her to go through life that way.
She gets the mister.
Yeah, she gets mister at every drive-thru ever.
Nice.
Thank you, sir. Anyway, this is Jeremy, Valiant 418, and I play, I suppose I used to play, Rhett, and I play Legion.
This is Andy, Major Tusk, and I play Retribution and Mercenaries.
This is Brian, I play...
Somebody poke him. Never do that again.
He's practicing for his job as a South American football announcer.
As bad as that was, it wasn't as bad as he played yesterday.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
You've been talking about focusing entirely on your scoring. Like you said, you might sell your Cricks if the Cephalix doesn't sell it to you.
Are going to have to really amp me up. I'm going to not sell all of my Cricks. I'm going to keep two asshole lists for the days where I'm like, you know what? I just want to make someone cry and bring those two lists out, but I may dump everything else.
Your Xerxes Theme Force list isn't good enough at that?
It does, but there's something about Edeni that just makes people want to weep. Xerxes is a different sort of pain that I like to do. Xerxes is a pain that it's like a slow lawnmower that goes forward and eventually just runs over everything. And it's fun, but you know, sometimes in the Crypts you can be like, it's kind of like Makeda 2 Karn series, well, where it's like just a...
I mean, with Xerxes, you at least get to roll dice against him. I've literally lost to Denny having never touched my dice. Not one time.
Yesterday, this is P. Denny, not E. Denny, but yesterday Keith assassinated somebody because they got too close. Mm-hmm. So he assassinated them top of turn two. They were still – they were not even in the kill box.
Yeah.
Like they moved up 3 inches. Keith's like, oh, you moved too close.
Yep.
That's not right.
No, that's just not fair.
I like my P. Denny like 13 model list. So I would probably keep that one too.
That one is kind of cool. I actually think that one's a kind of cool list.
So yeah, I mean I can't get rid of all – I just need that – there's too much darkness in me to completely give it up, but I may get rid of a lot of it.
I don't know. Cephalix have a E-Haley caster, so that seems right up your alley.
Well, I kind of want to get – I'm tempted by other factions a little bit.
Well, we need a good circle player in our meta. So we could do that.
That Cephalix caster is like a spider. Would you be even able to play it, or would it just – like you go to touch the model and you'd scream like a little girl.
It might move. Like, oh, my God.
By the way, we were talking to Jordan today, and we said that he should get all sizes of rubber spiders and just put them around the house.
I keep telling him, if I see too many spiders, I'll set things on fire. He keeps thinking I'm joking. I'm like, I don't really understand the situation.
Well, he's got insurance on the house.
Yeah, and
tell him to take pictures of everything that's worth more than $1,500.
We were at Home Depot, and we were today, because he's gonna wire the house for Ethernet.
Yeah.
And we were getting some new smoke detectors and fire detectors and whatnot. Well, you know, so I was encouraging him again. It's very important to get these working
before you light the house on fire.
It's not a matter of will I, it's a matter of when.
Oh, now I want to start putting spiders in your guys' house. Right.
It's a troll on both of you.
Not rubber ones, though. I'm just going to like buy spiders by the bucket full.
Well, you just take
dump them in through the
rat. Where do they sell spiders by the bucket full? Because I don't want to go anywhere near that place.
You take a spider sack and you just stick it in the corners of Brian's bedroom.
Just find
someone that hatches.
Well, they're all going to hatch out of Alex. Just find Alex, and he's
the father of spiders.
I thought that was a pretty good line from John.
Speaking of the spider store would be such a... Speaking of terrible places to work, my stepdaughter was trying to be helpful and telling me places that were hiring. And she's like, there's this Workshops Games store that's hiring for a store manager. I'm like, do you mean Games Workshop? She's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm not applying there.
She may not know about your hobby very much.
I could be like an inside agent. I could get the job and then just burn the place to the ground.
Well, what we do is every time someone comes up with a model,
you're like,
you should buy this War Machine model.
You should make them give you money.
That's true. You know nothing what? Be better. Like, I'll just work there and I'll just tell people, don't buy any of these products. They're shit. Go play War Machine. And they'll pay me to do it.
You know what's cool about working there, though? They would give you money.
Yeah.
I just made that joke. Thank you. Welcome to the conversation.
I know, but I was going to make it, and you said it first, and I still wanted to say it, so I just said it.
Okay. That's nice.
I just had to ban somebody from the Zappity Grumble.
Why?
What?
Yeah. They just spoiled some Game of Thrones for me.
Oh, dirty move.
So
do I need to start reading the Zappity
Grumbles? I'm going to have somebody else read the Zappity Grumbles.
Yeah, I'll read that. How bad of a spoiler?
What did they say?
I'm not saying it because I don't want to spoil it for
people. It'll have aired. Right. Okay.
No, not saying for the show, but there's something that happens like in this book coming up, it sounds like, that is going to happen.
I'll read the Zappity Grumbles tonight.
Yeah, that's... And he actually just called out me specifically. So.
Oh, what a bitch!
He's like, hey, Andy, do you think so-and-so and so-and-so would not be killed by so-and-so? And they'll just pull a True Blood thing and keep the person around. I'm like,
wow.
Awesome. Fuck you.
Wow.
You should punch him in the face.
People love spoilering, and it's a dick move.
It is amazing.
He's bigger than me.
It gives people such joy to spoil things. It's like, I don't know what it is about spoiling, like finding out something and then ruining it for someone else.
It's a power thing.
Yeah.
People who feel powerless, person who spoiled it, this makes them feel powerful when they're just a big dick.
I don't know, because I go through so much work to, like, if someone's about to, it's like I had to, I tried, I felt like I had to protect Andy from the Red Wedding so badly when he was, because he was traveling that weekend. I'm like, I have to text him, again, casually text Andy, ignore the internet for the next 3 days, no reason, but it's very dangerous right now for you to look at it.
Move. I just read the,
yeah. Well, let me see it.
We'll be skipping that one.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, I think we missed an intro, actually.
I'm Nathan, I'm playing Convergence.
Okay. Yay! Now Brian can sing his song.
Announcements.
Yay. Didn't you say you had some this week?
Yes. Well, last week we forgot.
Wow.
I'm intrigued by the spoiler. I'll read it later.
Go on Facebook later.
All right. Yeah. Andy did not delete the thing, so you'll see it.
I took it off the thing here.
Oh, so it's just still loaded on Jeremy's tablet.
It's still showing on yours. It might show it to his friends, but...
Yeah.
So if you're friends with the person, then you'll see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. On May 3rd, which is basically
2 weeks,
2 weeks, 13 days from today, we are hosting a 35-point Commander's Crucible in Madison, Wisconsin.
It is 35, right?
35 points, three lists, three different battle groups with your 0 to 15-point army.
Yep.
And we are giving away a shit ton of things. The event does cost $20. It's very expensive. Cash only. You want to charge it? I'm just going to throw it in the garbage.
Hey, Misty might work with you.
Yeah, but I need to get. I bought.
I'm a Brian needs yeah. a.
I know.
Yeah, I spent $500.
At least 90% of people need to pay cash. Yeah, like he doesn't. Like some people can get away with it, but a lot of that money's going to Brian, so he doesn't have to deal with that.
A little
bit
to me.
Yeah.
To Brian and the death clocks.
Champagne.
Illinois. While you're on the topic of this thing, somebody asked, like, right before I came here in the forums, and I can't remember off the top of my head. I guess I could look it up in the Steamroller document. Do you remember if they bring a journeyman warcaster, do the jack they bring, their points go in the main list or the...
Oh. It would be,
I think they go in the support list because it's not the caster's battle group. That was correct. My gut. I just hadn't double-checked it.
Because jack marshalling is that way.
Jack marshalling is that way, too. Yeah, so
it's the only way you can put a character in your support group that would be in all three lists because your support group stays the same. Your 0 to 15 points is the same, and then your 0 to 35 points of battle group. As long as your total army list is 35 points or under is fine, but you can only have 0
to
15.
So you could run, like... Alara with Disco and have him in all three lists.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would, but you could.
To show the internet that they're wrong.
I suppose. I don't know. If I was going to put Countercharge on Heavy, I'd want it to at least have Reach.
I don't know.
I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, if they're within six, you can charge them.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess
that's true. It depends. If the Reach helps if they, like, if you're behind a front line and they charge that front line, you can Countercharge and you can reach through and hit them.
That's true.
But...
I was just telling someone how I was only going to events on May 3rd and May 31st, and I completely forgot May 9th, 10th, and 11th is the St. Louis event we're going to.
Yeah, the out-of-town event that we're driving to.
I never have a free weekend anymore to play board games.
Nope.
I'm playing tournaments every week.
I am ridiculous. I'm so overcommitted that I was talking to my brother-in-law. We just found out that Katie's brother and her sister-in-law are having a kid, and he was like, man, you're just busy every weekend. I'm sorry. Like, I won't see you this time, and I won't see you that time. I was like, well... Like, don't feel bad for me. Like, these are gaming conventions that I'm at every weekend.
Right.
Like, it's not like, oh, man, work sent me out of town again. It's like, oh, man, I'm going to St. Louis to play War Machine for 3 days.
It's not like you have to take Katie's parents, am I right?
The schmorpel.
Love you, babe.
You're so pretty.
I know. But yeah, so yeah, we are crazy, crazy busy.
So, yeah,
I like how we're booked out through like July right now.
Yeah, we have events. Well, I think like through August.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Gen Con.
DICON.
DICON, yep, we got...
When's DICON?
It's in June. I have DICON listed as a vacation day.
Yep.
Okay,
that was in June. Days, probably.
Yeah, it's
days. Days.
Yeah. So May 9th, 10th, St. Louis. May 31st, another event in Cedar Rapids.
So the 25th, we're okay.
Yep,
so,
yeah, we're okay.
We're 23rd or whatever it is.
Oh, an announcement. May 5th is Brian's birthday.
That's true.
You have a birthday?
Please disregard that statement. It's not, I don't...
For the May 5th podcast, we may spoil how old he is because that'll be funny and relevant.
No, irrelevant. Moving on. That's an announcement.
Hey, you're welcome.
You could almost take the May 5th podcast number.
We could.
Almost.
He's real old, is what we're saying.
That would be the joke.
And I was going to say divide in half.
No, that's not true, though.
It's not funny if you're you.
No.
It's funny to the rest of us.
No.
It's kind of like Jeremy's face. Oh. It's not funny if you're him.
Well, I don't just see it, so it's a little
bit
funny.
It's not funny for Katie.
I was going to say, I don't just see my face, so it's a little funny.
What's this? Every time you look at me, you must like freak out. It's holy crap.
No, not really. That's only when I hear my voice.
That's how I am.
I can't stand hearing my own voice.
How do you think I feel with my voice and with mirrors? Like, look at and listen to me. Like,
I don't disagree.
There is no sense that I appeal to.
I would say send, but that would be creepy.
I break the geek stigma. I'm not a stinky fat guy.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
You're not stinky.
No.
Aww.
Out of the two not to be, you can fix one, the other one you can't fix. So you're in the right camp.
That's true.
I could fix between
you can fix
stinky
both
fat guy are all three changeable if you have enough gusto and money.
Yeah. Well, I guess
I think some people can't fix the stinky part. I think some people just don't get it, and it's not fixable.
That means they can't. That doesn't mean they can't fix it. That means they refuse to realize that it's a problem. But that doesn't mean they couldn't fix it if they were willing to admit it was a problem.
I was listening to Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend because, like I said, it's amazing. And they were talking about the quiz was which of these acts of geek-based – it was Axe Body Spray. They were interviewing this guy about Axe Body Spray because they interview celebrities about things that has nothing to do with them. And this guy's last name happened to be Axe. So they were interviewing about Axe Body Spray and asking him trivia questions. And one of them was which of these acts of benevolence was real. And the real one turned out to be there was a guy with a bandolero of Axe Body Spray who went to like Dungeons and Dragons conventions and would go, "Excuse me, sir, you smell bad. Here you go," and would spray them.
Really? I know somebody, when I first started playing War Machine, and I forget who it was, I actually think I know who it was, but I won't name names because that'd be mean, told me that he brought body spray, not for himself, but to conventions, and when people smelled and were near him, he would spray them without warning. He would just be like, "The person behind me smells, spray, 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 go back to my game."
Yeah.
That should always be part of the gift bag at the beginning of a convention. It should just be a stick of deodorant.
Yes.
See, this is the thing I don't understand, is that thing was going around the internet, and people were really angry about the guy who took, like, Aztec pictures of all the gamers, and they were like, "Why would he do this? This just increases the stigma." And the thing is, we all make fun of each other for it, and it's not like the guy didn't have a point. There was a ton of ass.
Yeah. Well, they were saying it was only fat people he was doing it for. And
that's
the thing
not
was,
true.
It's not true. It's like, well, he's body shaming people that are fat. I'm like, no, he's body shaming people who don't understand what belts
he's
are.
Behavior shaming people who don't pull up their pants.
Yeah, it's a completely different.
I'm not skinny, but I wear a belt.
I wasn't expecting that.
I see your ass sometimes, and I let you know.
Well, or I like yesterday, like I was squatting down to like get stuff out of my phone, and I'm like, "Oh, I can feel a breeze." So I stopped, I pulled my pants up, I pulled my shirt down, and then I continued digging for my models.
Right?
Like it's common courtesy and self-awareness.
Is the larger you are, the harder it is to find pants that fit you appropriately. So it's going to happen more in people.
Nope.
Also, you have more ass.
Nope. I'm overweight. And I don't have ass problems because I wear a belt and I wear shirts that are long enough.
Yes. I'm not saying it's not a fixable problem. I'm just saying that it makes sense that there wouldn't be like a bunch of skinny guys.
Skinny people have less hip to hold the pants up, so you'd think that their jeans would...
Yeah, my brother's pants fall down when we were kids.
But their boxers with the little elastic stay up.
Yes. That is not more attractive than Aztec, as it turns out. I don't want to see
those
boxes.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying
that...
But
then you just sell it. You act like you're thug.
Yeah.
He did. That's what he used to do, because he couldn't keep his pants up. So he's just like, "I'll just pretend I'm thug."
My brother solved the problem by wearing shorts. Not boxers. He'd wear a pair of boxers and then a pair of gym shorts and then pants to try and keep his pants up.
Do you know what size pants I would have to wear them over athletic shorts?
You know what? How with hipsters and everything out there, Alex, you should do this because you're a hipster and a nerd and a, you know, a rotund gentleman. Bring back suspenders. They're doing monocles and fedoras and shit. Bring back suspenders.
I see suspenders.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying. That one's a harder sell than both.
One of the beards. One of the beards wears.
And I've never seen his ass.
That's true.
That's true.
Man, when I bend over, if I even sense ass crack coming, I stand back up. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. It terrifies me.
Yeah.
So they have to know it's happening. They have to just know there's a breeze in my ass.
Well, at some point, they don't care.
It's like the showering thing. At some point, they just decide, I'm going to pretend this is okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be.
And they get mad
it
when someone points out that it's not.
Right. That's, yeah.
You know, I was. By the way. Yeah, I got some awesome Starburst jelly beans that have, like, different flavors in the shell and inside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She had refused them on incomplete information.
Just a second. Let me pick out the blues for you.
No, they're different flavors. The color doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah, they do. The blue one is Tropical Cherry Splash. It's got red on the inside. No, blues. Katie, don't eat all the cherries.
Here, you can so have
I was driving. I was driving to work one day, and I ended up seeing a guy sitting on the side of the road. This is not a gaming topic, but this is a topic of fat people and small clothes. This guy.
That guy in a little suit?
He was very rotund, except for he had a t-shirt that was made for like a five-year-old. And so like, I've seen somebody that's really fat and their gut is hanging over there and their shirt, it just goes underneath the shirt and kind of billows out.
Sure.
Nope. It was like his belly button was showing on this shirt. It was the most sickening thing I've seen in a long time.
I figured out how I'm going to start winning tournaments. I'm going to dress like that. Mm-hmm. My opponents won't even be able to look at me.
Your little baby doll t-shirt.
Yeah. I would DQ you.
I said something funny, but I can't say it on air because it's not nice.
Funny, inappropriate, and mean all at the same time.
And we are no longer inappropriate on the air.
Well, less.
I can't be this mean on air.
All right. That's true. We can't name names.
On air. We mean on air. That we do all the time.
Because I was visualizing a specific person that we all know while he was telling that story, so I also did not say it.
The funny thing is visualizing... Katie's comment likely was visualizing something different, which is funny to me, where she went with it.
Yeah.
Her mind is...
I have no idea what's going on right
place?
Now.
No.
Maybe.
We'll talk later. Anyway.
I'm so confused.
Where were we? Announcements. I think we're done with them.
Oh, yeah.
I ran out of Parks and Recreation to watch.
It's the season. The season's over.
I know.
There's Nexus Game Fair. There's Game Hole Con that's coming up in like November.
I've heard really, really good things about Game Hole Con. Have you guys ever read that?
No.
I haven't really heard anything except for their advertising and the production for what they do is really good.
Well, I talked to people that went last year that had really good things
to say
about
it. They're putting in 120% effort to make it their best.
Are they the ones that messaged us today? Somebody messaged us and asked us to talk about something.
Well, Rick,
I'm afraid to go
Rick,
on Facebook.
It's the same. GameHoleCon is unfortunately the same weekend as War Machine Weekend in November. So we have our one PG who's not going to War Machine Weekend is going to take care of some stuff for it.
Oh yeah, that's Rick. Yep.
It's like when whenever I'm from a small town, and whenever your small town goes like a state championship for some kind of high school thing, there's always a sign. Last one, I'll turn off the lights. That's kind of Rick. Locally for when we all go over this weekend. It's like his job to like keep things here and working.
I don't see a message in our email. Where did they message us?
I see it.
It was a Facebook message.
Oh, it was a Facebook message. Sorry, I didn't check there yet.
Oh, hey, I see that you have a message from a little friend, Andy.
Yes. I can't name names, but...
This podcast is great. I can't tell you anything about what I'm thinking.
Well, we got in trouble. Naming names.
Yeah.
So we are being on our best behavior.
That should be a new t-shirt that we make, is we can't name names.
No, it should just say, this is me and my best behavior.
Which reminds
Speaking
me.
Speaking of, I have, okay, sorry.
That'd be horrible, Jeremy.
Brian said it first.
Yeah, wait one first. Second. I'm going to comment to Jeremy Singh right away.
It's Andy, then Brian, then Jeremy.
So, we can't have a t-shirt that says, this is me at my best behavior, because inadvertently... Somebody will take a picture with you in it doing something horrible at a convention.
And that'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
No. Right.
Brian, which reminds you.
So, just many times we have
logo
said...
on it.
We have... Shenanigans. We have said many times in our podcast, hey, this is a great t-shirt idea. Someone should write it down.
You shut your mouth.
So
I told you about this.
It was my idea. So I would never take someone's idea.
You are taking my idea right now.
We're going to have a new contest. No. It's going to be a really sweet prize. It's going to involve a free t-shirt plus other things. But we need someone, because we don't want to do it, go through our previous podcasts, and find when we say, hey, this would be a great t-shirt idea, we laugh about it, and like make a list of that for us. Because we're going to get some new we also have some people who made our last t-shirts have been volunteering some time and effort to make us some new t-shirts. But we forgot all of our good ideas because we're not professional.
And we forgot to respond to their email.
Yes. No, that I took care of at least.
How late? Okay, how long was there between when they sent the email and when we responded to the email?
The first email was sent January 13th of this year.
That's not too bad.
And I responded 2 days ago.
You know. That's good turnaround.
So somebody who wants to win a cool prize to be named later, Katie will send you something cool. She likes sending packages.
I'll send you a package.
There you go.
After, wow. After it's in your purse.
For, yeah. For a month or two.
Yeah. I'll get some good luck on it first.
So please get us a list of things we've thought of or good t-shirts. And add some ones in if you want. If you want to, like, because we'll believe whatever you say. So if you have a good idea for us, you can tell us we thought of it. We're not going to have any idea. We have no memory.
I found a really good artist who does like cartoony style work, dirt cheap. And so I did a little research because I was going to do the Make Me Your Gudrun one, and I don't think we could sell that.
I don't think we can legally sell that yet.
I could make one of those like for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of our ideas, obviously, we can't have any, if any of our ideas had any mention of Private Press copyright things, we can't obviously put that in a t-shirt.
But things like This Is Me and My Best Behavior would be 100% legit.
There probably already is a t-shirt out there with that.
Yeah, but does it have the Muse on Minis logo on it?
No.
I feel like that's really what makes the shirt.
And then when you wear it, you have to do...
and on the back, a duck!
That could just be the logo, though. They would know. Like, they're clearly with Mom.
I was thinking we could get some work shirts and put, you know, like, Colin, John, Keith.
Bowling shirts.
Bowling shirts. But maybe we would all have names from the Muse guys.
Each of us?
Yes.
I get to be Chrome, obviously.
So if it was Keith, it would be purple. If it was John, it would have a giant duck on
no,
the
No, no. If it was Keith, it would be pink.
It would be wrong. It would have a goose if it was John.
Because it's Bizarro Muse.
A sparrow.
I was buying some more Hawaiian shirts today because I like to get my Hawaiian shirts going.
That's
and
true.
I didn't have any gift ideas. They didn't have any duck themed ones because I None? Figured that was sad.
That would have been amazing.
I'll find one for you. That's your new birthday present.
I liked the other one better.
Now I'm terrified what the other one was.
So
you were there when
I'm sure it was. I don't remember.
Did I offer you another one?
Maybe one.
And he found the message.
Oh, was it the board game? Whatever board game you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's still on the table.
Basically, David Goiter he's what to announce the Who's the Boss 2014 Australian Team Championship Edition.
What city is that in? Is it in
it's
Perth?
In Perth.
Yes.
So that means the five people in Perth can all make it easily.
No, Perth is huge. It's just there's no one near it.
Right, I know.
I want to go to Perth. That's my new goal. We can Kickstarter. Send Brian to Perth.
I found a duck, one. Does that work?
Well, I feel like that's even better. What are the dates on that again?
The dates are, it looks like October 5th of 2014 at Good Games, St. James. Player cap of 24 folks, 50 plus 50 points. Then he's got the instructions on how to create a list, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of awesome prizes. Awesome.
Is it in 2016? Because that's when I can probably go.
2014, no. But he mentioned something about special time with someone's girlfriend.
Yeah, if you do make
it. Actually a special time without someone's girlfriend, if I read it correctly.
If you do, I'll make sure when Brian comes over, Paddle's wife is away for a few hours for some alone time.
Oh.
So I don't know if that means that he's going to get the wife out of the way so you can have some alone time with Paddles.
I think that's what he's saying.
I'm his friend on Facebook. I've seen both of them, so I don't know. I guess I'll take whichever.
You're not picky.
Wow. It's Australia. What happens in Australia stays in Australia.
Apparently.
Because it dies there from the poison.
Yeah. I mean, if I can just live through the trip to Australia, that's half the battle.
More than half.
I got my birth certificate finally, so now I can actually get myself.
That's a plus.
That's kind of what you wanted, right?
Your birth certificate from 1937.
Okay. Yeah, he.
It's Rubber Ducky's with Hawaiian shirts on.
It is pretty good though.
I don't have Hawaiian shirts. They have Lay's. Oh, one does have a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. I am sad. I love the fact that Chad brought a duck call to Epcot.
That was fantastic. Because every once in a while he would just blow it when John was like not there. Anyway,
They keep merchandising. They need to make official Muse on Minis duck calls. Like they could sell that in their store for so much money.
Could.
John's so, like, oh my god, he's probably making some orders.
So Brian
now.
Stole my major thing, but I was going to say,
what?
As part
my
of,
idea.
As part of recently actually going through our email and responding to people, A, you can email us and we will get respond to you in a more timely manner now. I was trying to do it through a very bad interface, and Andy pointed out how dumb that was, so and I have fixed that.
B, Jeremy will occasionally delete hundreds of emails.
I wasn't going to go into that, but yes, that might happen also.
See, I want Andy to be mad at you instead of me for a while, so I'm bringing that back
up. No, that's
up.
Fine. I'm over it now, but it was... I wasn't angry at it. It was more so the principle. The principle of, here, Jeremy, here's a username and password for the other mailbox. You can go in there and view it, but don't do one thing. Don't delete anything.
I delete
And right. then I get a message back 2 minutes later. It's like, I cleaned some things up.
So internet.
I accept that about you.
You do. So
you're
internet,
an idiot.
For the record, the majority of what I deleted was 700 messages from YouTube.
So when he said, here's the username and password, don't delete anything
except
majority
for
messages.
Mail.
He didn't say that. He
I
said, don't delete
that.
Anything.
It wasn't a junk mail. It was
implied.
It was in a completely other fucking tab
this is not
called
the,
social.
This is not the story I heard.
It was implied.
You said, Andy told me not to delete anything important. You didn't say not to delete anything.
I may have mentally inserted the word important.
If I would have logged into an inbox and I saw 700 things in the social tab,
in the social tab,
I would have passed out.
I almost
did. In the social tab. They
and
weren't even.
B, I would have hit clear all, and then I would have moved out of my day.
The hilarious part is you can't clear all in the social tab. You can only clear them 50 at a time. So I had to clear them 14 times.
So this was like a concerted effort.
Well, because it was such a round number, I assumed it was full. Like, we would no longer receive notifications. Because clearly, there's no way it was exactly 700 messages we had received.
There's a 1 in 100 account?
There's 1 in 100 chance.
Well, there's a 1 in 10 chance, too.
No. If it had been a 10, that would have been different.
Okay, there's a 1 in 50 chance that it would have been a number that you probably would have.
What I think, Gmail, I think 700 is going to. That's the number they're going to stop at. 700.
It makes sense.
I'm just saying.
A small company, they can't handle 702.
It's not like there's terabytes of data per Gmail account.
So anyway, I am now responding to emails, so feel free to email us, podcast@crippledsystem.com. Yep. There is no S on the end. I used to think there was for a long time. It made it very hard for me to email us.
Yeah, crippled systems?
Why would you email
I don't know. It seemed to me like there'd be multiple systems.
No.
I put
there's
S's
only
on
one crippled system.
Well, clearly, but I didn't know that.
There is only one. You're amazing.
So anyway, and then two, we got, and I don't know, Andy probably already knew this because I think there was a response. Oh, no, I there wasn't a response yet. A guy named Sam Hake is getting a hold of us to playtest a game for him and his buddy that they're making. It's a deck-building game, which I know some of us in this group like, some don't. And I told him that some of us are deck-builders, some of us aren't. But I know Nathan and I, at least, are likely to enjoy this game.
Yeah, well,
I have to insert something real quick here. I have been looking for a duck Hawaiian shirt for Brian for a good 5 minutes now. There are a lot of Hawaiian shirts with planes on them, specifically. It's very strange.
Well, because you have to fly to Hawaii, and then between islands, it's
like,
part of the
like,
whole
there's
thing.
There's a lot of Hawaiian stuff, and then there'll be, like, 10 rows of planes. Yeah. It's very strange. Okay.
I like the concept of duck building games. I like the concept of duck building games. I do like the concept of a duck building game. Like, it would be like Cootie, but with ducks instead
yes.
of the bugs. Oh,
I love Cooties.
I want a duck building game.
You know, I just
anyway, I like the concept of deck building games, and I they always suck. So
right, so maybe
yeah,
this one will.
I know. So I'm excited. Like, as I've said this on air before, my favorite so far is Puzzle Strike because it's the only one that doesn't do. It doesn't just copy Dominion like every single other
I
one does.
That foretold game we were doing was going to be duck building, but it really isn't.
It really,
really
is.
It's kind of like elements, I don't consider StarCraft a duck. God damn it! I don't consider StarCraft a deck building game either, even though arguably it was the first deck building game because it's the main mechanic of it. But
it's not. It's not how you think of the game. Well,
right.
It's
right.
not how I think of it either. Welcome back from the interlude.
Only the person who put it in there first has to keep the baby.
And now that's recorded. Good job, Katie.
Not the person who pops it out.
Otherwise, doctors would have so many kids. Like, every time they're, I don't want to deliver the baby. I've got like 47 of them.
I love this edit because it completely
wow.
cuts off to
is it. Does that possible mean that some toilets own babies?
Oh. A lot of high schools have...
So sorry. When I was a kid, my mom told me that she pooped me out. And I went to all my friends and I told them that's how I was born, as my mom had to take a giant dump and out I came.
So to all of our listeners, we're very sorry. We had some computer issues, and so we lost about 5 minutes of recording, and in the interim, it turned into that. So
all I was just saying was that I was gonna, was that your sister or your sister-in-law?
Sister-in-law.
I was just gonna rail your pregnant sister-in-law so hard the baby popped out. That's a perfectly viable conversation to have.
And then Jeremy was like, well, then you'd have to keep it. And I said, and no.
That was Brian that said that.
And that part's on air, I think.
Oh, was it me? Whatever. At any rate, there are terrible things on air now.
Now there's terrible
things.
So if
you want us to play test her,
so
I will play test Katie's sister-in-law.
Is there a line for that?
It's a big focus group.
It's a Kickstarter.
I gotta take her Facebook on this one.
Fortunately,
hopefully she'll be like, "Who the fuck is that?" No,
no. Fortunately, none of her family listens to this. Okay, so the 5 minutes we lost.
My mom listened to one episode, Katie, and it was the Valentine's Day episode where we were talking about Jeremy and I railing in a hotel room, and so she has never listened to an episode since.
So that was the episode where we were really demeaning to you as a person because we talked about you having an active sex life.
That's true.
How misogynistic of us!
Why would we say that?
I mean,
because it's much less misogynistic to talk about friend zoning and tipping your fedora to milady. Fucking internet.
I'm really glad we went here with this, I guess.
So, to those who don't know, I was talking about my sex life. It was me. And then somebody on the internet said, I feel like you guys are being really demeaning to Katie.
Because we laughed while you were telling funny jokes and stories. Like, right. It was gross. Because we were, like, giggling high schoolers.
I'm supposed to not have sex because it's demeaning to me.
To be fair, this was really early in our career. So this is when people were, like, railing against us because they're like, you didn't talk about War Machine for every nanosecond of the podcast. Like, yeah, you don't understand what's happening here. You are unprepared for this.
So as I was trying to get out, before I was interrupted by railing of sister-in-laws, do you have a comment, Nate?
No, I was just...
Okay.
We're just looking at you in anticipation.
We are now actively checking our email, A, and... B, if you have a game you'd like us to kickstart, hopefully my prior discussion on a game that someone wants us to kickstart is all still there. Or not kickstart.
I'm not going
to
kickstart any game.
Playtest. Playtest. God.
Could I kickstart your heart?
If you would like us to playtest games, we love board games. Send us your board games. We'll playtest them. We will talk about them. Good, the good, games. The bad, and the ugly.
Whatever. Wow.
And
we'll tell you that we'll tell you the bad and the ugly in private.
Well, yes, we will at least try to be diplomatic. Well,
yeah,
I don't know. I've met us. I don't know how diplomatic we'll be. We'll try to be diplomatic. We can promise that.
We don't have
Jeremy's way of being diplomatic is not saying anything.
That's true,
and that's not helpful.
And I will.
I'll tell
and someone like I used.
I
to
mean
be,
on air.
I used to be part of. Well, no, even on air. Well, I mean, I guess it depends. But I used to be part of a group of. I have like 50 half-designed board games. I used to be part of a group like me and Brett Myers and some other people. Brett Myers has gone on to actually have published games and whatever, so good for him. But we used to meet and try each other's games out and everything, and you need to tell people when stuff is bad. You don't just say, this fucking blows. You know, you make suggestions, and that's helpful.
Sure.
So, I mean, these people don't want to send us games to playtest, so we can be like, oh, that game was great. That's not helpful to them.
No.
Unless it was great.
We're not saying that. We're just not saying we're not going to publicly disparage them because of their game is poor.
Not disparage, but I will publicly say things that could use improvement.
Yes, that is
true. You know, I mean, that's part of criticism.
So, anyway, all that to say, in addition, we announced a contest. I don't know. Some people saw it. Some people didn't. We announced it on Twitter? Question mark? Andy?
Yeah.
Somewhere. And Andy, do you want to make the announcement that you made last time? He's eating.
I think we already did this, but just in case we didn't, because I didn't talk about it the entire time. I got nuts in my mouth right now. Damn it.
That's your announcement. Well, it's not episode 69.
Yeah.
Damn it, Katie.
Now you know how Brian feels.
No, now you know how Brian feels.
No, because I said it first the other time.
Oh.
And then he still said his joke.
Fiddlesticks.
So when I was in junior high...
Andy was trying to say something.
No, this is good. When I was in junior high, I said, jeez, or like, gosh darn it, or something, like something very inane. And my teacher said, Katie, I went to a Christian school, I should mention this. Katie, you can't say those words because they sound too much like taking the Lord's name in vain. And I said, what should I say? And she said, fiddlesticks. That's my story.
So now Katie says fiddlesticks.
Thanks for that story.
It was good.
No, it wasn't. So a good
story had a beginning and a middle and an end.
And a point. A story should have four things. A beginning, a middle, and a point. Yours had none of those four. Congratulations.
I was tying into his fiddlesticks comment. Andy, you were saying?
I don't know. No, the contest that we were having for the topics, that's actually ending next podcast. The timeline will be done. I think Katie did mention in either just before or or it was part of the part that was cut out that if you find somebody else's topic and you just elaborate on that topic, that is not eligible for the prize.
Kelbridgian. Yeah.
Kelbridgian?
Kelbridgian.
You said Kelbridgian.
Did I?
Yeah. You said like an Asian slur there.
Whatever.
Also, what does Kelbridgian have to do with anything?
That's one of his form handles.
Lando?
We're not calling people out.
I'm just teasing me, the local.
No!
Whatever.
Jeremy hates him because he's also named Jeremy and there can be only one.
There can be only one.
See, that's the reference I made, but he made it also shortly after I did.
Yeah, because Katie showed how funny that was.
Fiddlesticks.
And the t-shirt idea was that was out there.
That was on there. That was still on there.
We apologize to the rest of you.
Yeah, crippled system fiddlesticks.
Crippled fiddlesticks. But fiddlesticks?
Yeah. It's probably some terrible racist thing that's an origin. Like the...
Yeah, and then we'll get played for that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, the subjects, the topics are going to end after by next podcast, and then our next four podcasts after that, we'll have the winners. We'll announce them as we talk about it.
Yep. I have a racist thing.
No.
I think we should let Brian hasn't offended a people group in a long time.
No, that's Nathan who's supposed to offend the people
group. I know, but it's more of an honest question to you guys, and I'm not going to fill in the blanks because it's awful. When I grew up, any
in Nazi Germany.
I'm in the same goddamn area where you grew up.
Yes.
God damn it.
You know, it was, you know.
What's League of Legends?
So,
what?
It's a terrible game that terrible people play because they don't understand what it means to have a good game, so they waste their time playing bullshit crap games.
It's a mediocre game that just gets played too much.
It's an incredibly popular game, yes.
Oh, okay, it says, Fiddlesticks, the Harbinger of Doom, is a champion in League of Legends.
League of Legends also thinks it's funny, and it's not funny.
Oh, okay, it's the first hit.
Can I get back to my racism?
It's really popular.
Yeah,
it's really popular.
So when I grew up, I was thinking, you know, kids would play games, and one of them was Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe.
Oh, my God.
Catch a blank by the toe.
Yes.
Sure. When I grew up...
Oh, my God.
They were only filled with awful, awful words. And I grew up, like, as a child, I thought it was either the N-word...
Yep.
Or, like, an Indian. It was always,
I've
like...
I've never heard that.
You've never heard Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe?
There was actually a thing several years ago...
It was always with tiger.
Maybe almost...
Catch a tiger by the toe.
That's the actual...
So, like, a decade or so ago, there was a stewardess, whatever the fuck you call them, who got fired because for some reason, like, she was like, randomly picking people, like, for a seat or whatever, and she started with Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, and an African-American lady on the flight complained because of the version that has the N-word, even though I also had only ever... Like, that's
how there was a version.
I didn't know there was.
That's how I found out that there was a racist version, is
that
because I read that article
sense,
and I'm like,
though,
what?
About why you would catch them by the toe. Because I always wondered why you'd catch a tiger by a toe.
I always wondered why you catch a black person by the toe.
Right? Well, yeah, it's kind of like the... Sadly, I just...
Heard that too.
Like a month or so ago, I found out, you know, the Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, whatever, a terribly racist version of that as well.
What?
That I never heard of. Yeah. Yeah. It's like... Jingle Balls, whatever. Granny's got a gun. Pull the trigger. Shot blank. Now we're having fun.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. And so, like, these horrible things are out there, and they keep, like, I had never known that. And so, like, somebody said, like, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. Somebody's like, oh, I don't appreciate you bringing that up because that's a terrible, terrible thing. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And all of us were confused.
From the Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that I feel so bad is I don't know how I got this problem with me a couple weeks ago. I was just talking to someone. I was like, yeah, when I was a child, that's what everyone just said. And no one, as a child, you don't understand the terribleness of it. You just sit it all the time. So you just run around.
Do you remember where you put a can in the middle of the street? Did you call that Kick the Caucasian? Like what? Like
no, that was just Kick the Can.
Well, no, right, but like you're blowing my mind right now.
Here's an anecdote supporting Brian with children not understanding the concept of racism. I grew up. I was probably the only white family within many, many, many miles. I grew up just hard downtown ghetto of Milwaukee, and so all my friends were black.
Mm-hmm.
So Roots was a thing that happened. The miniseries Roots was a thing that happened, and whatever. So my dad comes home from work one day, and it happened to be my turn. So he comes home from work, and
we were playing slaves on the front lawn, and it's me with a belt whipping my two black friends, just be like, ah, slave, yeah. And so my dad gets out of the car and just like, get in the fucking house! Get in the house! Because we're in the middle of this black neighborhood, and this white kid's just like, ah! We were just playing, we saw it on TV, we didn't know!
Holy crap! Wow.
But man alive, I just can imagine, my dad, like, he's coming up and he's like, what's happening? What is happening?!
Well, we even have, like, when I go to town, you have all those lawn ornaments, and there's all these racist names for them. I can't even, I think I've blocked out some of the names for lawn ornaments.
Yeah, the lawn jockeys.
But they have some super racist.
Well, yeah, they literally, you've seen lawn jockeys. Yeah. Who, like, they were always a black guy. Like, they were super racist. Like, you would have this little black stat. Yeah. Their existence is super racist.
I didn't even know that.
No,
they're all awful. Evidently, I grew up in a very racist... I didn't realize how racist my upbringing was.
Lawn jockey even is a disparaging term because of the fact that they're... Yeah. What? No, yeah, that's a... It's a racial slur. Like, if you call a black person a lawn jockey, that's real bad.
The only thing I can figure, and I've never heard any of this, is I grew up as the only white person in an all-Hispanic community, so all the terrible racist things I know about Hispanics and whites,
yeah,
like, this is just not a thing I was aware of.
Well, like, that thing, like, I didn't know about the, about, whatever, I'll just say it, because
I never knew you called a tiger by that, that's amazing to me.
The phrase wetback, I had never heard until I was, like, I saw The Right Stuff, the movie, when I was, like, 17, and that's where I learned the term.
Yeah, like, to me, almost all of my, like, so the house next door to us had, it was the same house, same size house as my family, which was my mom, my dad, my brother and I. So four people. 17 people lived in that house.
Yeah.
15 of them were illegal immigrants. Two of them were born in that house. That was the neighborhood I grew up in.
Sure, sure.
So, like, I just, like, my brother and I remember one time we were, like, 9 or 10, and we came home apparently crying, so my mother tells the story. I don't know if that's true. But apparently someone had told us we were white, and my brother and I were very dark-skinned when we were kids because we're Italian. Yeah. And so we didn't believe them. We came home crying. We're like, Mom, you never told us we were white!
Yeah, you poor, unfortunate souls.
Well, right? Like,
that's why they're crying. They were mad that they'd wasted all that time not taking advantage of it.
It was just this totally different.
We could have been oppressing people for so many years of my childhood if we had
We used to joke with the neighbor kids about fucking white kids. Yeah. They were talking about me.
So I go back to my earlier statement about how you're an idiot.
Any of you guys remember playing a game as a kid where somebody would have the ball and the whole idea...
Red Rover for me, I swear to God.
No, somebody had a ball and the whole idea was to basically go and basically tackle and take that person
that
down.
That one I know.
Smear the rhymes with smear.
Smear the... Yeah, with rhymes with smear.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one I knew.
Yeah.
But like... I don't know. I guess, to me, I feel
so
like...
what do you think is bad about Red Rover?
I was afraid you were about to ruin it for me. I don't know.
So, speaking of... This is a very shocking day for Jeremy. When I was little, I wrote, like, little stories and whatever, and
were they as bad as the stories you tell now?
Probably. And I used...
You mean quality-wise or offensive-wise?
Yes.
Because, okay.
Yes.
Well, there was a little bit of both, because I wrote a poem, and I used the word queer to mean odd, and my mom read it, and she, like... gave me hell for using that word in the thing, and I didn't know.
You
why.
Thought you were clever. You're like, I learned this new word. It was in the dictionary.
I rhymed it. It just meant odd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up in the dictionary.
And that's actually all it means. It really means odd. It's
strange
not,
or odd.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
So anyway. I don't know all these racist.
I think we're done offending people groups. We can move on to something else.
Well, I'm just saying.
We're not offending. We're just showing our ignorance.
Yeah.
Well, both. I think we're doing both.
I was trying to say, it's shocking as a child how much racism I grew up not realizing at the time. It's a little depressing.
It is.
I talk to old people from where I'm from a lot, and I know where it came from, because there's a lot of racism from where I'm from. They really don't like the colors, is all I'm saying.
They like everything just... Great.
Speaking of that, that's always a I think everybody has had this experience where, like, you're at your grandparents or some elder people, and they start discussing with each other, honestly trying to remember which word they're supposed to use. It was just so strange. I was at, like, dinner at my grandpa's one time, and my grandma's like, no, I think you call them Negroes now. And I was like, no, I think they're colored, aren't they? And they honestly couldn't remember. I'm like, oh, just stop talking. Just stop talking.
I didn't realize that my family is a little bit racist.
I didn't.
And so I lived in Madison for a few years, and then I went home, and, like, I just heard the way that they were talking, and I was like, I don't think that that's socially appropriate.
Yeah, that's true about your family.
That's a great, Brian recommended previously. I also just binge-watched all of Rick and Morty, and there's a scene in that where they're doing a play on Needful Things with the devil has the pawn shop, and he gives you a thing to mess with you. And Rick's like, yeah, if I'd used this telescope, it would have made me retarded. And Morty's like, I don't think you're supposed to use that word. And he's like, I'm not disparaging Morty. I'm like, literally, it'd make me physically retarded. He's like, no, I think it's more than just the usage of the word as a thing. It's like powerful. They just go on with this whole tangent discussing whether or not you're supposed to use the R word. It's good times. That was a Katie story. I hope you enjoyed it.
It was a Katie story.
I did enjoy it.
So it was Katie quality.
All right. So we had other topics we were going to talk about, but
no,
Game
don't.
Of Thrones is on in 30 minutes.
I don't think we had another topic we were going to
talk
about.
Brian was going to talk about
some train. Well, I was going to have a terrain topic, but I had a racist childhood topic instead.
Yeah. So we're going to
He'll talk about terrain next week.
Would my technical difficulties music, would that be considered racist?
I don't know that I listened to it.
No, it's only racist now because you said it was racist. It was just racist. Mariachi music.
I thought it was racist when I first heard it, but then again, I'm thinking everything I know is racist lately based on
he's from your town, he must be racist.
Yeah. God, like, so many horrible things in Mayville.
It's always racist if you make it, because you can overthink it. You're like, oh, he's playing mariachi music during a technical screw-up, so he's saying that Mexicans ruin things. Well, racist!
I didn't say that.
At least there's no... As long as women stay quiet, it's okay.
Yeah.
Another good thing.
Okay, he's not saying anything! High five!
I don't know.
She continues.
We had
the only issue with her not talking is she's also not making a sandwich, so we're halfway there.
I don't remember who I was talking to about. What? We had this big thing about racism.
I'll make you a sandwich.
I don't know what
you're last.
A knuckle sandwich?
Wah, wah.
No, I was going to just put lots and lots of poison in it.
Or a lot of onions like your guacamole.
Apples.
Sure.
Guacamole.
God.
I was talking to someone about racism and sexism, and we figured it would be better to be sexist than racist. It was an upgrade.
If you had to pick one?
Yeah.
If you had to be one, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but if you have to pick one of the two awful things.
If you get sexism in, you get more of the population as of right now.
Yeah, but the ones that don't count.
I'm so looking forward to our forum thread this week. It is going to be off the chain.
Because all the women on the Muse on Minis forum are going to complain.
Remember the last time we brought up women in one of our podcasts and the way the forum thread exploded?
Hey, if there's only one thing worse than a broad talking too much, it's a guy pretending he cares about what a woman talks about.
Never call chicks broads.
All right, I'm done with
that. Yeah, we're not broad. We're thin. Thank you.
Zappity Grumble. Please God, Zappity Grumble.
Yeah, I think it's time for that.
All right, so I'm going to be reading Zappity Grumble because
now it's just chock full of Game of Thrones
people
spoilers.
People like to send Andy spoilers.
Okay, here's the thing that I'm going to say, though, real quick. You know there's this thing going around the internet about the lady who is like made this general racist comment about liberal white men? The Asian chick?
Yeah. Suey Park.
Suey Park, thank you.
And his argument,
who's an idiot.
Yes. And his argument was, you can't tell me that just because I'm white, I can't sit here and logically think that what you're going through is terrible. And while I agree with him, I will say that a bunch of men arguing on the forum about women's rights is just dumb.
Yeah.
Katie was not offended. I don't remember whose podcast it was. I think it was a mom podcast that it originally exploded on. And I pointed out the thread to Katie, and I explained to her why the thread started. And she was like, oh, that's kind of funny. I don't care about the podcast. That's fine. And then she read the forum thread, and she wanted to murder every penis on the planet. Like, she just wanted all of us to die. It's
like, I understand that you can kind of see how women are, you know, there's a pay disparity thingy. And, you know, just some things, like we get away with no parking tickets. Our traffic tickets, parking tickets, because we're not in the car.
Unless you just took a picture of your boobs and put them on the dashboard. Don't leave me a ticket, I have tits.
Which is what you do, obviously.
I tried that.
And like, I understand that, but a bunch of men arguing together about what's best for women is just like the most insulting thing in the world.
In other words, Congress? I love when they always have this women's rights issue, and it's a bunch of like 80-year-old men.
Yeah.
This is going to be the most dumb thing that's ever been. Like, if you're going to have a women's right conversation, that's great. More power to you. But involve women.
but don't pay them as much.
And make sure they're quiet.
Yeah. I think that would be the most ideal committee to have then. Because you don't have to pay them as much.
Yeah.
And they talk less.
And they talk
less. But not if it's all women, then nothing gets done.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
on fire today. I'll be literally on fire later.
Speaking of which, I have had more time lately at work, and I couldn't figure out why. It's because my coworker got moved to a different department, and I don't spend 2 hours of my day talking to her.
That's why you're in GTAP more.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, now so
zappity grumbles. That was a nice impromptu Katie's corner.
Yeah. Now we can zappity the grumbles. Okay. In honor of next week's episode, can we get Gargathor as a guest?
Oh.
No. Oh. He of the famous, then we would have an even number.
He of the famous J-Bucket.
Oh, we could try. He's
pretty busy these days.
He works at a school. He's going to school. And he's got kids.
I barely ever see him anymore, yeah.
Yeah, we ask him, though. He sneaks out occasionally. I saw him on Twitter. He's a Twitter account now. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, I'm afraid of that.
Wow. I can't find him on Facebook.
Well, he's got to probably keep it pretty clean because, again, he is a teacher.
I'm pretty confident he has a Facebook account that he doesn't let any of us know about because he's afraid.
You guys are on Facebook? Or, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he...
but yeah, it's a possibility.
I'm pretty sure his Facebook page is just like his family.
Yeah, because every once in a while... my Benghazi page has this intersection of gamers and my mother, which terrifies me. Like, every once in a while I'll post something, and my mother will go, oh, that's great. And then there will be a bunch of gamers not realizing she's my mother, saying things like, don't encourage him, Brian.
I knew it was your mom, to be fair.
Yeah.
But then other people didn't and started making, like, inappropriate gaming comments. I was like, oh, my God, this thread is out of control. How do I
make
it stop?
Your mom was a pothead druggie who went into, like, herbology for her studies. I think she knows what things go on.
Nothing terrifies me more than my mom posting my Facebook page. That is a top fear of my life. I'm always that's why I check Facebook every 5 minutes in case my mom posts something on there. I have to delete and explain to her later and have to do that again.
So, zappity
grumble.
How likely is it that the Blue Mountain State movie will get made?
I even looked at the Kickstarter recently. You guys should support it. Also, we need to support that.
We need it because, and Brian and I were on the same page here, just at different amounts. If we give them $75, one of them has to do a 6-second Vine call out to us.
Yeah.
And that's small, because, like, as much as I like Blue Mountain State and all those guys on there, if we get $300, we get Denise fucking Richards
to say
something. Like, come on, man. That's way cheaper than getting Bill Pullman.
That is.
I could get behind. I could throw $50 behind that cause.
We may have to do that.
We get Denise Richards. We need to pass the hat at the game store.
$50 in. That's $150. That's halfway there.
Hold on a second. I want to back up here, mathematician.
So, Katie,
do a little bit of your accountanting thing here.
$50.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Times
and
five.
And how many of us are there?
Five.
Uh huh.
she found the joke.
Ah, women.
I think I figured out why you get paid less.
They told me there was a 5% raise, and I was like, so $200? And they were like, yes.
Yeah, they're like, so you make, you know, $15 an hour, and you worked 8 hours, so that's $50.
It's like, okay. Thank you. I didn't have Excel in front of me.
The Blue Mountain State movie has raised about 500,000 of its 1.5 goal. It's only in the first 6 days, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Also, I'd like to point out that Katie had never heard of I'd explained Blue Mountain State to her before, but she didn't listen to me. I showed her their Kickstarter video, and she decided to watch the show based on the Kickstarter video.
Yeah, it's really sad, though, watching the show, because you see from season to season that they're obviously getting a less and less budget as they're making the show.
That's true.
But I think the better episodes are the late season ones, too.
But yeah.
Zappity.
So. Grumble.
Will I be able to listen? P.S. That person had multiple questions, so I just read the first one.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Crippled System. Will I be able to listen to next episode at work? Also, should they make another Dread movie? Based on what we've recorded this week, not a chance in hell you can listen to this at work.
Headphones are always
headphones.
A thing.
Headphones. We should make some Crippled System headphones.
Ask your coworkers about the what they catch by the toe and see. have everyone write it down and read it out loud. We'll see if they all say tiger.
Read it aloud all at once.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
I'm shocked it's a tiger. That's amazing to me. I thought every answer was racist. I thought there was just a different racial insult based on the part of the country you're in.
No, I've heard tiger before.
I have never heard anything about tiger until tonight.
But I grew up with... Wow.
When you brought up the question, your original question was going to be, which racial slur did you personally grow up with? You didn't realize there was a non-racist
I thought they were all right. I thought this was a terrible racist thing people say when they grew up.
Is this when I tell my Italian tire joke?
Also, yes, I hope they make another Dread movie.
Yes.
They talked to someone about that recently, and they definitely, with the second market, it's really did well on, like, Blu-ray and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, cult classics can get that to happen sometime. Grumble, I guess.
Kabumble.
How long until the Convergence makes a Master's final table now that almost everything is out for them?
This year. They're legit. They can do it.
Yeah, I think it'll happen this year.
It will.
Yeah. Jeremy was saying to me that they are as good as Menoth at the very least. So
they scare me as much as Menoth.
They're on equal footing. They've got their pluses and their minuses. They've got their good matchups and their bad matchups. Yep. With the full release of Convergence completed and done, they're a legit faction as much as anybody else.
Yeah. I can't wait for Flying Jacks. Those Flying Jacks look awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. The Modulator is my least favorite of the Jacks in the Convergence Army.
Next month?
I think so.
I know the only one has painted it, right?
Yeah. Because they were at Adepticon. I have no clue when the battle engine comes out, but apart from that, everything will be out by next month.
And that thing's scary as hell, by the way.
I'd assume almost at it, probably at Lock and Load.
Maybe.
Considering I saw the specs of it at last Lock and Load.
I'm in a weird place with the battle engine because it's the last to come out, which is that I'm really liking all the lists that I've made, and so I have no place to fit the battle engine in, and I know the battle engine is fucking amazing.
It is.
So I have to some hard decisions to make.
Way back in the day. And
the first game I played it's in Therion Tier 4 with the battle engine, and it was astounding.
Yeah. It was scary.
Debbie! Oh.
Grumble.
Who on the Muse crew was the largest duck this weekend? Well, it was a four-way tie.
Well, one showed up.
One showed up, and then a four-way tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Colin, because he said he was going to go, and then he backed out.
Yes, Colin wins. He's technically a Miami guy, though.
I suppose.
And he was sad and whatnot. Like,
he was sad.
He apologized for not being able to make it.
Yeah.
Colin, he's in that situation where every meta has one or two people who drive places, and everyone else are the ride-alongs.
And he's a ride-along.
So when you're facing someone else's hand, when that person says, you know what, I'm not going, you're screwed. You know,
it's true.
You got to get people better motivated to go places.
Buy your own fucking car.
That's also a possibility.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Zappity.
I'm buying an SUV for my next vehicle just so when we go to places, everyone owes me $100 for gas. I'm going to go to Milwaukee. Then have everyone owe me like $50 for their share.
Grumble.
Have you gotten a chance to play Dark Souls 2? I have not.
Nope.
I have not played any of them, but I've heard good things and I may pick it up.
I've never played a Dark Souls game, but I've heard they're both amazing.
Yeah. It's one of those games, the whole point is you run your head against the wall for 4 or 5 hours till you finally beat the mission and then you repeat yourself. It's exceptionally hard on purpose, which is a thing that I don't know how much I care about. But I also heard it's kind of fun if you...
Dark Souls 2, because, like, I had a coworker who just loved it, and he talked about, like, it was like hearing a battered person defend their spouse, like, because he's always like, it's horrible, mean to me, I love it. It's like he was talking about things like, every time you die, there's a permanent reduction to your max hit points.
Yeah.
And you can get rid of that with these incredibly rare items. That it's like, what? Like, that's, like, the game's punishing, it's making it harder. The harder it is, the harder it gets, because you get this permanent reduction in your hit points. It's like, it's great, you just keep dying, it's amazing.
Yeah, I had a buddy who really liked it. Well, to be fair, I'm somebody who plays most video games on the hardest difficulty because otherwise I always tell myself I'll play it through on like a normal mode and then I'll go back and make it hard and it'll be amazing. I never do.
Yeah.
So I sort of started just playing games on the hardest mode. And so I can kind of see the appeal. At the same time, like, my friend was the same way. It sounded like he was suffering post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Try playing Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
You want pain and suffering.
Super Meat Boy is a pretty perfect balance. I mean, it's that frustrating level, but it's short enough per time that you don't care as much. Because next time, you're going
to
get it.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait for a loading screen for it to come back up or have to walk all the way there. It's instantaneous death and then, you know.
If each attempt at that room had taken 10 seconds instead of 10 minutes, I would have gotten through Last of Us.
Jeremy did it.
Which is awesome. I haven't had it spoiled for me, and... Uh-oh.
This goes out to Andy. What do you think of Land of Last of Us when they kill that guy? It's happening.
Okay, so this one's All-Star Podcast Balloting. Vote for four All-Star Podcasters from among the active podcasts. Plus one retired caster. Well, the only retired caster that I think everyone wishes would come back is Beanish. Like, people love Beanish.
No, Tim Simpson. Tim,
some of the Iron Arena players. Guys. But Beanish would be very highly voted. Beanish would be very highly voted. There was a lot of the Vader.
Agenda. Iron Agenda.
Iron Agenda.
I have a thing about Beanish. If you're playing him in Lords of Waterdeep, your target is always Beanish.
Yeah, he does win that game, like, all the time.
Whenever you think that, Beanish isn't winning, so I'll give Katie the mandatory quest, and then Beanish fucking wins... It's because you should have given it to Beanish.
And then as far as, you know, four all-star podcasters, I mean, the five of us, can we make it a five-way tie?
You will. Well, it was a good podcaster. None of us would qualify for that.
Yeah.
No, just an active podcast.
Well, we are active.
We are active.
Is that, do you get a participation prize?
Do I get active if I just read Facebook while you guys say things?
How could we not nominate? So we're kind of biased. It's not the people to talk to.
Well, I just miss all the oh, what was their name? Fuck, Team Covenant. I miss the Team Covenant guys. They were great.
No, we're not going to name names.
Zappy?
Grumble.
All right, so that's... wow. So that was it on Twitter. And then on Facebook, we have quite a few. Favorite Game Boy game? Pokemon.
Game Boy game? Going to something...
Like, not DS? Game Boy, Game Boy?
He says Game Boy.
Tetris would be the obvious answer. Otherwise, I love the Metroid 2 because I love the old side-scrolling Metroids. Mm,
that's fair.
I played some old Dragon Warrior games on those.
Yeah, those are...
I liked either Tetris or Pokemon.
I like Link's Awakening.
Ooh, that's a real solid one.
That was a good one.
I actually played a lot of the Links and a lot of the Dragon Warriors on those things.
I didn't play Dragon Warriors, but you're right. Link was...
That was one of the first ones before they switched to color, I think.
Zappity.
Grumble.
I recommend Silicon Valley. That's how this works, right? No, Alex, it's not how it works. You're a fucking hipster.
Make suspenders happen, Alex. I told you like a half hour ago. Get on it.
Planning on doing any more t-shirts? Yes. See previous discussion.
Yeah, duh. Listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
like, right? It's like they don't listen before asking these questions.
I know, right?
Oh, is this supposed to be live?
It's not.
I thought it was.
Damn it.
We're now in color, Technicolor.
You can't say color anymore.
Technicolor, is that okay? That was making the big thing to say.
If that was the term, it would be amazing. You didn't say, like, there's whites and minorities. You just said, you know, my buddy, he's Technicolor. Alex, make that happen, too. I only know one black hipster, so all my hipster and black things go to you.
This is happy.
Gumball.
Will any of you be going to GameholeCon in Madison? Not any of... Well, I don't know. I guess we haven't decided.
We had this discussion earlier.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
It's same weekend as War Machine weekend.
Oh, it's War Machine weekend? No, we won't.
Maybe you should listen to the podcast before getting to the Zappy Grumble question.
Oh, Rick will be there.
Rick will be there. Yeah, I remember this discussion now. Yep. All right. Zappity.
Grumble. Professional podcast.
Yep. Jeremy, since you would like to change Sync's schedule so much... How do you feel about this? A bracket system akin to Major League Playoffs with the current strength of system schedule being used to determine seeding for a loser's bracket. Thoughts and comments. I'm going to go with no. Way, 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 way too complicated. I don't remember if I ever said this on air. My opinion is, and the other podcasters disagree with me on this, which is fine, that I think it should be a national scoring. And everyone disagrees with me on the podcast, some of them more vehemently than others, but that's my feeling.
Well, you want to just a national...
Just big events.
So all big events track it based on the rating, but only for big events.
But only for big events.
That's your official stance.
It wouldn't be like, you know, just your little local tournament game store. It wouldn't ever be like weird formats, like release events or anything. It would be major cons or things that build themselves as major events where you score.
Because if there's one thing we need, it's to make it just be an international dick measuring contest.
Yeah.
Europe uses the system and they like it. Like I say Europe, the continent. Yes, I did that right. Not
either. Oh my god, Jeremy! Sometimes you should just, even if you made the mistake, just continue on with your life.
If you were wrong, we all would have jumped on you. But you started to say there wasn't a hole. You actually dug your own hole, looked around, and then jumped into the hole, and then said, "Hey, I'm in a hole."
You would avoid it the first time. Like that's the thing. It's like the story of the guy who walks through the plane propellers, but they miss him miraculously, so he turns around and then runs straight into him.
Anyway, I don't know that story, but anyway.
Well, I just told it to you.
I know. Yes, thank you.
Oh, my.
Zappity.
Crumble.
Oh, here's one that you'll enjoy, Nate. Least enjoyable Diablo 3 class, most enjoyable Diablo 3 class.
Oh, the Demon Hunter is the worst thing ever. Demon Hunter is so boring. Once you get rapid fire, you just hold down right click till the game mercifully stops being shitty. It's so boring playing as a Demon Hunter.
I had a level 9 one.
Yeah, because you held right click and once you got rapid fire and everything died.
But I like to multitask. I like to play a game while reading a book or watching TV, so it's really effective.
It works out well for you.
You could just tape the right click button down. Yeah. Once you got the bat so you recharge your hatred faster, you could just tape down the right click and just rapid fire the whole game and it didn't matter.
Speaking of that, I remember when Brian, this is back when Brian was playing World of Warcraft. And wow. I remember him coming out into the living room and sitting down watching television. And I'm like, aren't you raiding? And he's like, yes, I am. And he's got his, like, his mouse, and he's just clicking.
I had a wireless mouse I took with me. I was
wow.
Yeah.
I miss 40-man raids.
He plays hard. Do you have a most enjoyable class, Nate?
I just 0-70 to Crusader this last week, and it was a lot of fun. The Crusader's a blast.
It's a Shields good are actually good to have.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, like, a lot of the passive skills and a lot of your active skills tie into your block percentage. So having higher shields and you just shield ram and stuff like that, it's an interesting mechanic.
It's cool to make shields worthwhile because they're not, for the most part, for the
characters. No, you always either dual wield or whatever gives you the highest damage output because it's all about DPS.
Yep.
So.
Anyone else have a vote for least or most?
Nope, don't play it.
All right, sweet.
Well, I have it, but nobody wants to be my friend.
Fine. Zappity.
Grumble.
Better Doctor Who villain, Daleks or Cybermen?
Daleks. Because they look awesome, and they have a cool voice when they talk.
Yeah, I'd go Daleks as well, although everything about me, I should say Cybermen, because the thought of using your humanity, or losing your humanity, is more terrifying to me than the thought of just dying.
I don't know.
But the Daleks are just so iconic and awesome.
Nothing is better than the season 2 final when they meet.
Yes.
It's the greatest 5 minutes of life.
Also, Dark Horse answer, they're both overused, so they should both go away for a while.
They're being better about those.
They're being better.
I don't know who Cybermen are, so I was going by what I know. So
I will say at Gen Con, they always have a Dalek. They always have a guy in a outfit. And sometimes he just wanders the hall. I've turned around and just see one following me, and it's the creepiest fucking thing because I know it's a guy in a costume, but still part of my brain's like, Cybermen. If you're like, whenever I see a new villain in a costume, I'm always like, I know it's not real, but I'm a little still scared.
Sidetrack, quick sidetrack, as Gary Larson is making a Dalek costume.
I saw that online.
Yep. He has got some awesome stormtrooper outfits and everything. He's awesome.
A 2-foot-tall voice activated Dalek that can run around and yell at you and stuff.
Have you guys seen the video of the turtle that's got Daleks tied to it and is walking around? That happened in Madison. I'll show a picture after the podcast.
All right, we have T-minus like 9 minutes. Yeah, it's so quick. Sorry. Grumble. Favorite Pokemon?
Cobbledygoo.
We already went over. Are you on the last week's?
Dude, listen to the last week's podcast, dude.
2 weeks ago.
Is this the end of Jeremy's brief reign as might not actually be bad at this member?
Yeah.
Well, I think his point is that it's proven. It's proven that this week, their last tournament already, that it's already over.
Yeah. I managed to go 2-2 yesterday. For those of you that didn't follow our Twitter feed, so yeah, I'm not that good at this game.
He's like, I got 9th. I was like, why would you tell anyone that?
Yeah,
out of a 17-person event.
Zappity.
Yay me. If you were going to write a book, what would you call it, and what would it be about?
I can't answer that right now.
Yeah, that's a
longer topic.
There's a lot of lesbians in it, though.
Yeah,
so maybe. Submit that to our podcast. And one topic Brian contest. Yeah.
Yep. The man who got fucked to death. Oh,
I'm so excited. About, I'm so excited.
No. It'd just be the man in the middle. That'd be the name of the book. It'd be about lesbians.
What is it? Death by Schnoo-Schnoo.
Yeah, Death by Schnoo-Schnoo. Yep. Does anybody grumble?
All right. Go.
Everybody brace yourselves. Best question ever.
Okay.
Favorite XCOM moment.
This is from classic XCOM. It was like penultimate mission. Like, it was there, and this guy
last
who.
Got yep, it.
No, penultimate.
Last mission, got it.
No, it's a random numbered one that happens to be memorable. That's how Jeremy could describe it.
Oh, okay.
So, my main character had actually, I had named him after me. So, it was Nathan Hoffman himself, who was like, hi, Commander. He had 4 fatal wounds, so he was fucked. I armed an alien grenade in each hand and hit the up button on the elevator to take me into the aliens' like main headquarters on that ship. And so, he exploded and took them all out with him. And it was awesome.
That is pretty badass.
Mine is not really elaborate. It was very old school XCOM as well. My drop ship landed, and an alien outside of the ship took mind controlled one of my guys in the ship
with the blaster bomb.
Yep, and threw the grenade or threw the blaster bomb, killed off everybody in the ship.
Yep. Like, to this day, I can see the movie version of that event happening. Like, both of them, yep. I can see. Yours would be comedic as hell because it'd be like the beginning of Cube where there's the guy they set up and he just dies instantly. Spoilers. But like, you'd have this crew like land and like, we're ready, guys. Zoop, zoop, kaboom, done. Roll credits.
That's what had happened.
I don't know. In the expansion, when they added in the robots, first time I saw my big guy like fire some of those upgraded weaponry, was just like the stupidest thing in the world.
My favorite was still, I was invading, it was the new XCOM, invading a new, the large UFO ships, and I had, literally everyone in the squad was a member of this podcast, except me, because I never named anyone after myself in the new one, because I was like the commander, you know. So Katie and Nathan and Brian and Andy, and the sixth person was Malcolm, my dog.
Sure.
All of you died. Like, you were all max level. You, Andy opened the door to the ship with my assault and ran inside, and there was no enemies. So everybody else was like, excellent. So everybody ran inside, and then my sniper, Katie, who was in, like, in the rear with the gear, ran up, and somehow her running up triggered two sets of aliens inside the ship that she couldn't see. They flew into the hallway, killed all of you, just like all of you dead. Then the next turn, Katie was like, guys, they come out of the ship, kill Katie, and my rookie ran around the ship to the back and like just like one at a time killed them and then finished the mission. And I was like, oh, I'm playing hardcore, so I guess I lost all my ranked officers. Awesome.
You got this.
Spoiler alert. Did not make it all the way through that game.
My favorite was when my dad tried to install on his computer.
And it wouldn't run because it was running XP.
Well, because it's like 2 years old.
It's only like 2 years old. Like 2 years old.
Sorry, Zabby.
Grumble. No.
Hurry up.
Yeah,
come on.
Sorry. Favorite cartoon theme song?
Underdog.
Good answer.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh, also good answer.
The movie?
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles for our British listeners.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Ah, fucking DuckTales!
Woo! Yes! Oh, man, so many good ones.
It's DuckTales. Meet the DuckTales.
It's Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
What?
From the town of Duckburg. You don't know this one?
No.
When did it get racist?
Damn those Jews.
Grumble.
Zumble. I'm not on the podcast, but Crippled Systems will be running demos and events all weekend long at GameholeCon this year.
Is that Rick?
That must have been Rick.
Yep.
All right. Which actor or action figure will portray you in Crippled System, the movie?
I want Jean-Claude Van Damme to portray me.
Ooh, nice.
I guess I'll be Zach Galifianakis for accuracy's sake.
I don't know.
I'm literally forgetting the actor's name right now, and it really upsets me.
What?
Fight Club.
Brad Pitt?
No, the other one.
Ed Norton?
Thank you, Ed Norton.
I was going to say Helena Bonham Carter, but I decided we were tight on time.
Yeah, Ed Norton.
What's the girl's name who did the voice of the younger sister in Frozen?
Helena Bonham
Carter. Oh, she was the Miley cheerleader Cyrus. From Heroes.
Lindsay Lohan.
No, not her. It wasn't her.
It wasn't her?
No.
Oh, no, it was the other. No, you're right. It's, Katie, I'll look that up real quick.
Shimble.
No, I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember her name.
Sybil.
The cute little blonde girl.
Mm.
She's cute.
Just go on while Katie IMDb's.
Oh, you know what? No, the girl who plays Bernadette.
Yes.
That
correct
would be
answer.
Kristen yes. Bell is who I was originally thinking.
Yeah, Kristen Bell, who was you originally thinking of. Thank you.
Bernadette. There's two reasons to watch Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Right there. Yep, that is two reasons.
Because of her tits.
Yeah. I showed you a picture of her before.
I know, I masturbated.
It was a little awkward for me.
I didn't care.
Then we have a spoilery, spoilerific, spoiler, 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 spoiler for Andy. Next question. When is Crippled Systems going to jump on the podcast bandwagon and start selling game aids like all the others?
We're working on it.
Yep,
we're working on it.
We're just slow and unorganized.
That's our thing.
We have to put in Katie's purse for a month first.
Jeopardy.
Grumble. Why is Rias so OP? Because Reach is amazing.
Rias is amazing, and stop not playing her, people.
Also, P.S., somebody find out if Fianna can throw large base models like I think she can.
She can't.
Why not?
Because throw rules inherently say you cannot throw models larger than you.
Correct.
That's why Grogspar can't throw larger stuff either. Fianna can only throw small base models.
So you can slam things that are bigger than you.
And they go half distance.
But you can't throw them.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, that makes Fianna way
you
less
also
good.
Can't headbutt them.
Yes. But you can do the damage roll from a headbutt now, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can't knock them down.
You can't knock
I thought you could do the damage roll either.
Whatever. No, the point is you can't throw bigger stuff.
You can't do a headbutt against a large model.
Yeah.
They changed the crit effects for guns to do damage. But
you still can't
headbutt a larger model.
That's unfortunate, because that makes Fianna way less good than I thought she was.
Yeah. Well, no, she's you can still throw got reach people and fuck around. Stuff up.
Little people.
Well, you throw something that she can still kill two things with her. With
she
her
can.
Thing.
Well, four things.
Four yeah. things, yeah, because she's got the rapid strike.
Critically low on time, people.
Okay. Favorite Final Fantasy character?
Vivi.
I'm going to be.
I know my user handle is Rydia Fan, yeah. But I'm going with Vivi.
Vivi's a good answer. Kafka.
Of course you'd go Kafka.
I'm not informed enough to make that decision.
Final Fantasy X, what's the main guy's name?
Tidus? Really?
No, not really. Actually, Cecil from Final Fantasy II/III is my favorite. He is the main character from that one, but I love Cecil.
Mine didn't say Final Fantasy XI.
Mine, I'm just going to copy you, is Go-Go.
Go-Go-Z. Yeah, I see you're copying you.
I'm going to copy you.
I was tempted to be that idiot and say, oh, you're a cloud, but I
Cecil's legitimately my favorite character.
Come on, Jeremy.
All right, that was it. We're done.
All right, bye.
Recommendations? I don't have one.
No, we don't have one. Go watch Game of Thrones. Bye.